here we go.
Yo. Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday, all platforms. What's up, world? Doogie.
Yep.
What's happening?
Slow motion, man. Just cool.
How's everything, man?
Can't call it.
What you listening to this week?
I'm going to listen to Future. You ain't supposed to check it out. I listened to a couple of them, but I'm listening to that.
I got a question for you.
What that?
How about them Tar Heels?
No, we doing, man.
We are doing pretty good.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Little March Madness convo real quick. But waiting for the next week to start with. Tar Heels made it to the Sweet 16 again, most in history. No, nobody don't want to hear that shit. But
you're the best around.
Ain't nobody want to hear that shit. But, man, shout out to them boys, man. They come when they be in the tunnels and shit before the games. They got this big ass Beats boombox shit that they be playing and dancing to and shit. I don't know what the fuck they be listening to. Yeah, them boys on some different shit, man.
It's good that they let niggas be young. Man.
Yeah, man, them boys.
Back
you know,
in the day, you couldn't do shit.
Yeah, like couldn't that. Do shit like that. Yeah, but them boys, you know, they enjoying that shit.
Shout
man.
Out Grand Canyon too. They play today. Hopefully they don't have to play us, but if they do,
who you going for?
I'm going for the Tar Heels.
If they win,
I'm still going for the Tar Heels.
All right.
But
check
Rayshawn, man, I see you, bro. That's my daughter's uncle.
Okay,
he out there balling, man.
Yeah. Well,
first win in school history.
I hope we don't have to see
that history.
I hope we don't have to see them so they can keep their
keep
their shit.
Ready. I kind of wanted to win though, but I mean against Alabama, but I don't want them. You know, they got
yeah.
to play.
Yeah. I can dig it.
Ain't got no team.
Appreciate you, brother, as always.
South Carolina State University, that's my team.
Here he go. He always. Hey, he man, that's.
What college you went to?
What
college you went to?
South Carolina State.
I went to Florence Darlington Tech, University of Phoenix. I went to Virginia Commonwealth University.
VCU.
Yeah.
You say University of Phoenix.
Yeah.
You did that online.
Hey man, why are you trying to downplay what just because you went on campus?
So yeah, you went to VCU.
Yeah.
Back when you was living up there?
Yep.
That's what's up.
For a little bit.
When Shaka was there.
Yeah, Shaka was the coach.
Yeah.
Shaka Smart. Shout out to Shaka.
Yeah, shout out Shaka Smart.
I went, but I don't know why I started.
You went there, all right, for a couple of parties.
No, I did. Yeah, that too. But I don't know why I enrolled in school and had to drop out because I worked on call. I can never make class.
Could never go to class. Yeah. I can dig it.
Shout out to VCU. Then that when I, you know, joined went to University of Phoenix to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, man.
Shout out to the Rams.
Shout out to the Rams. I don't think they made the tournament.
Nah, they did. Shout out to Grambling.
But one of their
you went there too?
No, they made the tournament.
HBCUs. It was Howard made it.
Howard made it? I know Grambling made it.
Yeah, Howard played in the play-in last week. They lost.
They lost.
Yeah, because
Grambling
had to play them. We played whoever beat.
Howard. Didn't one of them schools get like the best player in high school or something? Went to one of them black schools, Howard or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Howard signed one
like
of
them. Like Thon Maker brother or some shit
something
like that.
Yeah, a couple years. Last year, year before last?
He balled out?
They I think won. He didn't go.
Yeah, I don't think he ended up going.
I think he ended up going somewhere else.
He did sign with him, though. But he didn't go through with it, I don't think. Been an interesting week in music. A couple things I want to talk about before we get into the hottest shit that happened this week. The greatest shit. It was great for me. I don't know how everybody else felt about it.
You know, this is like the third or fourth week in a row y'all talk about some stuff. Talk about like last week. Was that last week y'all was talking about Kendrick and Cole, who had the catalog. Y'all was doing catalog and song.
Yeah, we talked about all three of them, actually.
You ever seen the movie Back to the Future?
You got a DeLorean?
No, it's and DeLorean, but I bred a dog and he can make you go Go shit. I got an almanac too. I'm about to start betting.
send me. All I need is 100,000. Mm-hmm. I ain't want too much. Is that too much, Stash?
Like, we literally was talking about that shit last week because Wally pulled up. Shout out Wally June. Mm-hmm. I ain't talked to Wally June in the last 3-4 days, so I figured he working crazy. It's so bad, I ain't bothering.
You tell my mom, like, you know, Jay-Z gonna get him. There you go.
But yeah, the motherfucker.
Yeah, and Jones. Yep.
Yo, that but he was pulling up, reading off, you know, who had the most streams and shit like that. And I think Drake had the most, but like I always say, that don't always mean you the best rapper. And that's just, you know, what it is with me. Mm-hmm. But we did talk about that, and
I think none of them shouldn't be on our side. It should be everyone, each person go at everybody.
Yeah, that's what we want.
We already know what's going. We already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but I think we gonna get into it. We gonna get into it. Dre got his Hollywood star. Snoop was there. Snoop, you know, did the speech for him and shit, which was dope, but. You know, Snoop said some shit like, if it wasn't for me, Dre wouldn't have this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Snoop, because M and 50 was there. So
he ain't lying.
Yeah, Snoop was letting the motherfuckers know, like, shit, nigga, without me, y'all motherfuckers wouldn't even be here probably. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Dre. But they went on Jimmy Kimmel
that
night. That's
the truth, though, because that shit didn't work when Dre left Death Row.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah, Snoop. It was Snoop.
And then that was kind of the reason why.
Because they dropped. No, the Chronic was on Death Row.
Yeah, but they left after that. Yeah, when he did the thing. And that's kind of like, as far as street shit go, why Suge Knight couldn't really fuck with Dre. Because, you know, them boy from Long Beach. Mm. They cripping totally different than damn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you ain't just finna do that to Snoop now.
Yeah.
I thought he was from Compton.
Not Snoop.
No, Snoop.
No, Snoop. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Dre.
Yeah. Dre from Compton.
Yeah. But Dre probably eventually, even without Snoop, Eminem, and 50, Dre probably would eventually got a star. Cause he was still Dre.
All right,
was,
say Dre after that shit with Death Row. Just say he do some shit with somebody else. It wasn't no Snoop Dogg. And that shit flopped.
But he really didn't do. He moved to the East Coast.
Yeah.
That Dre on the East Coast wasn't good. That Firm shit was some of Dre worst shit.
No, that Firm shit was
I mean, it's good, but it was some of the worst shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was worse because of the numbers.
50 Cent shit.
What I'm saying is, eventually.
The sound just didn't, I don't think it matched.
I think he would have still been a great producer.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, he just had to.
Probably the most known rapper.
His shit so West Coast driven.
I don't
his
know
sound.
A rapper more popular than Snoop Dogg. Like, but who, it's just a name that people know.
Is Snoop popular for his rap or just for Snoop Dogg, his persona?
I think both.
His persona. It's more.
I think it's more persona.
In the beginning, it was for his rap. You know what I'm saying?
In the beginning, it was. But then, you know, as he got older, like him hanging with Martha Stewart and shit helped him out.
Yeah,
because
he made
lot.
That shit into a brand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that nigga crit walk at the Super Bowl. That's tough.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wore the flag.
Flag shit. Yeah, man. But shout out to Dre. But they was on Jimmy Kimmel. And they did a sketch, dog. If y'all get a chance,
who
just
was
go
on
watch
it?
This shit.
Well, you said they.
Snoop.
Oh, yeah. I seen something about that.
Dre, 50? Eminem, and 50.
Okay.
Yeah, they all went to Jimmy Kimmel. And you know how Jimmy do these skits and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watch Jimmy Kimmel, but.
Kimmel or Fallon?
Kimmel.
Okay.
They did the.
They was in the hospital or something, right?
They did the ER skit, but then it was like still DRE, like they but they was fucking with Jimmy about his Johnson pause.
Okay.
And then the skit was funny as shit, man. Yeah. Snoop came in with his binoculars. 50 came in with a fucking telescope shit, like fucking with Jimmy, looking like damn, you ain't got nothing.
Shanine.
But yeah, man, that shit was pretty funny. Then Eminem had his own show called EM after that came on after the Dr. Dre shit. So. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny, man. Y'all check that out if y'all get a chance, though. Bruno. Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Got a gambling problem.
What you call it said that ain't true?
What, he don't owe MGM 50 mil?
The MGM came out and said they don't owe.
Oh, okay.
It's impossible somebody let you run your shit to $50 million.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Right. But I like.
If once you start owing me 10 million, you can't keep borrowing them.
50?
That's a lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money. Because
last week, like the shit dropped last week and I started to talk about it on my show. But I forgot, and we ended the show, and then that very next day, MGM made a statement or put out an article or something.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, shout out Bruno for not being the gambler that I thought he was. Because I was going to say, damn, they get had him and that motherfucker chained up doing shows and shit. Mm-hmm. Yo, work out that $50 billion debt, man.
Because he about to start his residency.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He a great performer, though. Mm-hmm. So he'll get it back.
Quick.
If he was under those circumstances.
Shout out to Trinidad James.
Shout out to Trinidad James. He got a residency.
No, every time.
You think about his song. That song. Don't Believe Me, Just What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trinidad get paid.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I think
yeah.
I'm leaving the door open, though. To me, that's his biggest shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
him and our buddy.
I don't know. Cause
that song was like crazy when it came. That shit was on Fortnite and all kind
of
shit.
It was, but that Don't Believe Me, Just Watch was on like a whole bunch of commercials.
Yeah.
Goddamn. He just got a whole bunch of hits. Just hits.
Then he put that, you know, threw all them boys together and made the shit that they made.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking Out the Window and all that good shit. So, shout out to Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
Act Two. Cowboy Carter. She says it's not going to be a country album, though.
Who?
Beyonce album, Act Two, her Act Two.
Cowboy Carter?
Yeah, that's the name of it. That's what she released this week.
No, I can't do that. I'm not.
No, Chris.
And we lied too.
We need this.
Hold on. Say what you're going to say, because the article she put out, well, the statement she made this week might have something to say about what you're about to say.
No, I was just about to say, you know, we don't hear that, you know, Kanye took them number one chart. They said like he the first person ever, cause that song with him, Playboi Carti, and somebody, it's number one on Billboard, but it's like the first time it ever happened, somebody have a number one song of the album like 3 or 4 weeks after the album been out and shit. Like
What, they play that song on the radio?
I never heard it. I'm just giving it the rock of the album. I ain't never even heard the album.
I ain't really been listening to music.
I
heard something
because
a lot of that shit was on YouTube.
And that's what tied back to the future shit with them with John right here. I just ain't been listening to music lately, bro.
Yeah, I caught some of that shit on YouTube. The song with his daughter.
It's summertime though, so we're gonna have to listen to music though, obviously.
Yeah. Was that just her own song, or was that on that song where she said something about she a elementary school dropout or middle school dropout or something like that?
I think she did say that shit.
Who said that?
No, she got an album.
Who said that middle school dropout?
What's her name? Northwest.
North.
Kanye's oldest daughter. Yeah. But
I mean, she ain't got to go to school. She don't even need to know how to read.
Yeah, she cool.
She a billionaire.
Yeah.
With her mama and daddy money?
Without their money, just her name alone.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't got to worry about nothing.
No.
Yep.
You can make money just out being you.
Mm-hmm. Ain't worry about that.
Kim Kardashian daughter in the club tonight. You can pack that bitch out.
Yeah.
Kanye West, whoop de whoop.
Everybody want to be in there just because she.
Motherfucker going to give her money just to try to get close to her mom and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't like the little thing with the con. I see Cardi be doing that shit too, though, but. I got Kanye West on. He was in Phoenix this weekend. And them niggas would do a show with no mics.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting in there jumping around, bouncing around in the dust and smoking shit like that and got down.
Who?
Kanye West. I don't see Playboi Carti do it before.
So like, were they just playing the track?
The music, yeah. And they just jump around in the little dark and shit.
Oh, you want to see him perform?
That's what I pay for.
Yeah,
I ain't want to see.
Some people just want to be in the same room with him.
But I said they shouldn't even say, "Well, you going to a Kanye West concert? It's a Kanye West listening party."
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
You feel me?
It's a listening.
That's
party.
Different.
That's what he doing though.
That boy Boss Man D-Lo was in South Carolina this weekend. You went to go see him?
I heard people saying like I never listened to none of his music until like one day this week, because people were saying all his music sounded alike. And then I realized I had heard it on like
you gonna hear that shit
on memes. Well, not memes, on like stories and stuff, but and I was sitting in the car with somebody and I had like freestyle like him. Hilarious. I'm a bust out with some rhymes.
My little cousin he's younger than me, but he's on Facebook. He's like, man, who the hell is a Boss Man D-Lo, bro? Man, motherfucker had like 89 comments, but get what all the comments were. They were saying shit like Mr. Dough Swinger. what did nigga say? Getting money? Yep. So it'd be like his quotes and shit. People just kept going on that shit.
Oh, man.
They said Boss Man D-Lo tickets. They said Boss Man D-Lo tickets $100 in Sherrod tonight. Buddy put on a bitch. I call me Mr. Ain't Going.
$100 in Sherrod, nigga?
I don't know if it was Sherrod, but it
probably
was a
little
thing.
Carolina Live.
But they said call me Mr.
Carolina Ain't Live going. And Sherrod?
I'm this pretty sure if you want to cut any club line, $100.
$100 in South Carolina is what made Future go up on his prices. He was at a club in Columbia right before they was about to come to Florence, like the week before. And
what club?
Like his manager, I forgot what club, I don't know what club it was, but because that, I mean, that's just how we be taxing here. Like a like a regular night, we was $60.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
if Future come in, yeah, you paying $60.
But this before, he was big, but he wasn't like the way he is now.
Yeah.
So his manager was walking out. He went to the car to get something or whatever. He was walking back in. He heard somebody at the door, he heard him say $100, and he was like, people ain't argue about paying it.
Yeah.
And he was coming here the next week. He called us back like, hey, we know we said this, but we know what y'all charging on that. Y'all going to have to pay a little bit more to get in.
Yeah.
Had to pay it.
Can't argue.
Yeah.
Because y'all taxed that damn door, nigga.
They ain't knew how big he really was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was that in certain places at that time.
Yeah, he
wasn't that everywhere yet.
Yeah.
But that's the game.
Everybody like Pee Wee Longwood. He come in next weekend. They going to wax to get that shit, and that shit gonna be packed as fuck. Like,
he got anything out recently?
He do, but
they just love him.
It just don't matter. Like, yeah. I think he like one of the most realest, authentic rappers in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he about like Boosie.
Mm-hmm.
No, Boosie gonna get bread around here.
But I mean, as far as that way, but Boosie then kind of like, he kind of off the, you know what I'm saying? Like, he meddling people, but he kind of do shit that really, the shit that he say, like, gangsters ain't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, like, I'm saying, like.
Yeah, I know you're saying for, like, getting the crowd. But
the crowd going to come regardless.
But if Boosie and Pee Wee Longway in the city at the same night, I hate to say it, but Boosie going to lose that battle. They going to see Longway, boy.
Longway get a younger crowd doing it.
Everybody, boy.
Longway used to spend a lot of time around here, too, didn't he?
Used to be down here.
Yeah.
Fucking them boys and dollars and
that. Like from 2014, probably from about 2010 to 2017,
15,
18, 16,
something like that. 17, 18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he used to be in Columbia with our homeboy. Our homeboy, shout out, rest in peace, Corey, man. Nigga, we used to
the nigga who
to
make his beats, YDG, just stay down here with Cap D.
Oh, yeah?
We got a lot of beats rapping on that nigga shit.
Damn.
And the nigga from Santee, what his name, Rouse or some shit like that? The dude who, him and his daddy, like, the big niggas down there?
I don't know. Them niggas, man. They rappers or
no,
hustlers?
Rappers,
yeah, they rappers. They rappers. They rappers, yeah.
They rappers, yeah.
They dealing transportation. They got trucks.
Yeah, let us stock her down. You know, we on that damn thing.
Yeah,
like, nigga in the comments. Nigga, you don't know shit about the Santee, nigga?
Straight up.
They can call me Chameleon there. I mean, what his name? Charlemagne.
Oh man, you heard any of that the Four Bats and Drake shit?
Four Bats?
Uh huh.
What do you mean?
It's an artist.
You know, little buddy.
Ain't gonna be you on my trail.
Drake done jumped on this nigga shit.
The nigga who wear the ski mask.
No.
The goes in the mouth. But he's saying like R&B though. You
I seen a video of him and it was like bouncing around, but he was like singing.
Yeah.
To the microphone and shit.
Is he
AI?
What do you mean?
Is he AI or is he real?
He a person.
He real?
Yeah. He got the little thing. He might be a plant or some shit. Well, I ain't gonna say that though. I think it just really that's what made him sell. Cause you know everybody go in front of the mic and do this shit with it all the time. So you see a nigga with goddamn goals and a ski mask, you already automatically nigga behind. He finna goddamn splat blah blah.
And Mike can pick you up at 12.
But really, Drake is doing that shit to fuck with Kanye, because Kanye being vouching for dude and fucking with him and shit.
Oh, so bad. Yeah, see, because I never, like, he just came out of nowhere. I never
Boss
heard
Man
of him.
Boss Man D-Lo did.
I still don't know who Boss Man D-Lo
is. Mr. Ain't Going.
I still don't
know
who
Boss Man D-Lo
is. You done heard his music before.
He got a song with Sex Red.
No, you done heard more than that.
You done heard him on song, people know. Be playing it on videos. Yeah, like, especially if he's like a car chase or something like that. Like,
yeah.
He from Detroit.
I can't kick it with these niggas. I don't play soccer. Bitch, I'm Big Z, big old shit popper.
Yo, I
can't talk on a nigga phone. A nigga phone might be tapped. Went and bought a brand new shirt. Had a good day in a trap.
So he sound like a Dolomite. That's a Dolomite type
that bitch
shit.
Say, I'm getting money in my hood. Run it up. Made $1,500 in a trap. Boy, put it up.
Oh shit! I gotta check out Boss Man D-Lo.
Big Z, baby.
I gotta check out Boss
Man. I'm a star, baby.
I'm a big stepper.
Boss Man D-Lo.
Big Z, boy.
This him right here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Then for school. Now then, bad 50.
I don't look you right. I done heard. This beat.
School. Now I'm trying to dodge a sin. Just walk out the lavish store, pay a shoe. 1250.
Yo, what's happening? Go say what's up to the camera, man. We ain't stopping at no lights. You want to be a boss? Yeah. Everybody say we got there. Got it smelling good.
Thank you.
What's up, brother?
How are you? All
right. Good to see you, man.
Yep.
Cuzzo. What's happening?
Come on, get in some action, man. Huh? I said, come get in some action, man.
You might as well come jump on for a minute. We get it. You listen to that new Future? Y'all blowing bees. Come on, man. I know we are. That's why I'm glad y'all peek out here to him.
This day show.
Piss him off.
Day hour.
Yeah, he love it.
We like no jumper. All yeah. Shit down. You feel me? Just chaos.
Yeah, man. Chaotic, man. Philly, what's happening?
I'm all right, man.
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Don't worry about it, I pay for it.
Cousin.
I'm gonna knock all
this shit over. How you bro? I'm good, man. I'm glad you did stop by.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, we good. We live.
Yeah, nigga, we live. Nigga, we ain't fucking around. Yeah.
About this one.
You got what?
I got my hair done too.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Everybody, welcome my cousin, Kane, from Kane is Able Podcast.
Yo.
Is my microphone
yeah,
working?
Yeah. And my homeboy Philly from Penrose.
You know it. Dog, I ain't seen Doogie since SC State.
For real.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Bulldog heaven in here.
Listen, you better know it.
Oh, yeah. Easy just said he pulled for the Bulldogs in the NCAA tournament, but we wasn't in there, so.
No, said who my college, what college team I go for.
Oh yeah.
He got the hat.
You're right.
He got the hat.
Oh,
he got a tire like
yeah,
he
come
like,
on, yeah. Man. He, you know.
He
you
keep know that shit, man. Yeah.
When last time you been to homecoming?
19.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 years. I might make it this year. I'm trying. How about yourself?
I ain't been to homecoming since we was in school.
God damn.
Shit, when I went to the South Florence game, the first time I've been back probably since school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta get you down there.
You gotta get back, dog. Yeah. It's night and day difference.
We was down there.
Was 19 the year we had the final?
Uh-huh.
The Rafe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Yeah. That was a great year. Y'all had a Rafe at South Carolina State?
Yeah. Homecoming. Well, I actually leased it for a year and no one knew that, but I brought it out for homecoming.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But,
so
glad y'all
we
in
do
here.
Yeah.
I know that's all real.
We do.
Yeah. That's why I real.
Yeah.
That's all real. More than y'all.
Yeah. Not more than me. Definitely not more than him.
Oh yeah. I mean.
Oh yeah, no, true.
Y'all
he
came.
He
y'all,
pay.
Y'all literally came in at the perfect time.
All right, what you got?
Just get ready to get into this new Future. Have you listened to it?
No.
You haven't?
Nah.
Have you listened to it?
I have.
What do you think? Let me get your opinion first before I give mine.
What month we in? March?
Uh-huh.
Damn, should I say album of the year?
It's too early.
I think it's too early to say album of the year.
Better than 21 shit? Is it better than 21 album? American Dream?
Mm-mm.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
So
I don't like 21 Savage shit.
No. You know
that? I like it.
Man,
Metro hand on both of them.
Both of them.
I can't, like, right now, Metro is the producer of the year to me already.
I think the reason why I like 21 shit better is because I could see the progression of his skill set from when he first came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To being punched. He probably still get punched in, but like how he signed when he first came.
Better. Yeah.
To not even sounding better, but like how he's rapping now. He has to rap.
Yeah.
Sometimes I be thinking Drake wrote this shit.
Yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
That definitely ain't the case.
It ain't the case. But
he rapping like, his ass off.
Future, the album, great, the production, Drake, great, but it's the same. It's Future. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what I expected.
Yeah,
that's really why I ain't listened to it yet.
But the production on this fucking album is amazing.
It is.
Metro Boomin went fucking bananas.
He had to, because you know he just did that
that's special with the
orchestra.
With the symphony.
Oh, yeah. The Red Bull drone, like yeah. with the lot. Yeah.
So he had to go hard. I think.
Listen, man, his beat flips and the transitions he making in the song.
He on some DJ Paul Ducey J shit.
No, that nigga on some RZA shit. This
probably was first.
This a totally different level he on with this beat shit right now. Like I'm talking about, he smoking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Dog, mm-hmm. he flipped the fucking Quiet Storm beat. That flip he.
You got hard, ain't it?
Bro? That shit, boy.
He got what?
He got hard when he heard
no
that.
No Diddy. I ain't never saying no Diddy. I had to do that for my guy Grant. My guy Grant said, see if he could squeeze into the show.
Grant sent that shit on to me. I did not respond. I'm not.
Why you can't say no Diddy? I told him I was going to try to squeeze in.
Why you can't say no Diddy?
Because we don't know.
We know.
Nah, Doogie is a legend.
Anyway, we ain't getting into this.
West Smoke is fire.
Allegedly.
I'm still saying, Paul, shout out to the 90s.
Why the hell I don't see myself on that damn camera?
Because you're not on camera.
God damn it. I got my hair done for
the right hand.
You sitting too far back.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I'm too far up.
No, you're too far back. You gotta get closer to the table.
Oh, shit.
So
I see you right there. You leaning back.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Look at the motherfucking wheels.
Now, Future's supposed to be dropping another album in a couple weeks.
Dang. Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Why so quick?
He doing like that.
Future trying to run that catalog back.
Oh,
up,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
that money.
Yeah, that's smart.
Like
that's
they did
smart.
The Future Hendrix shit. What? 2017.
When he owed Rocco that money or something, and the albums came out back to back. Yeah.
Off topic, you know who been doing that for like last year?
Who?
My dog, Don Tripp.
You bought him up on that mixtape.
Don Tripp.
Yeah, they just put out music.
He underrated.
Them boys put out music, like
he put out mixtapes like every month and a half.
Yeah, they put out music regularly. Mm-hmm. Like that's just what they do. Mm-hmm. Them boys always got a new mixtape on Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? They put out a lot of shit.
Currency do too, but. No hospital. Really
people care about Trip now.
People
care about
Currency got a bigger fan base than Don Tripp.
Yeah, I think so.
Currency been out longer. All Star been out longer than Trip, but Currency and All Star probably out in the same amount.
They got
of time.
Like lawyer deal. Well, Don Tripp do too, but just Currency cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Currency cold.
That Future though, I didn't feel it.
I heard the production is great.
Yeah, it sounds good, but
now,
I don't
of course,
get no
like
feeling.
I told Doogie in the car, I was like, I don't. At some points of this shit, I don't give a fuck what Future's saying because the beat's so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm talking about, Metro is going fucking crazy.
I'm surprised to hear you say that,
but dog. Like this, I'm telling you, the production is
so
fucking great.
So you just zoned out on the
okay, yeah. I'm bobbing my head so hard. I ain't listening to that nigga.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I was listening to it and I was like, this crazy, this the same dude that produced Neighborhood Drug Dealer by Ross. Like he don't even sound the same, his shit done changed.
Future 40 years old and talking about Crash Out.
Oh man, that GTA shit.
That's why I can't feel it.
Percocet, Molly.
That's why I can't feel it.
Xanax, Dump, some shit.
All that, take it all, got that Crash Out.
And that's why I said,
like, damn, Future now.
It was what I expected.
But, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, the production great, but when Future, like you said, when Future start rapping, it's like none of those songs are March Madness.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
They ain't Tony Montana either.
No.
What the fuck you mean hard, though?
Yeah, but his voice goes so good. Like, the way he uses his voice on the beats, it sounds like an instrument. Like, so when you bobbing your head, you just bobbing your head. Like, I don't hear shit he's saying, but I just, I can hear him. I don't care what he's saying. You must be trying not to. No, I'm not trying not to. I'm listening to the beat. Because I'm telling you, Metro is doing so much.
They done got him, dude.
In that fucking beat, dog. He like,
you don't care about lyrics no more, nigga.
No, I do. Wu-Tang would be disappointed in you. I listen to Stove God every day.
Okay. Oh, that to cleanse your palate.
I listen to Stove God every day.
You know what that nigga's saying, you know what Future's saying, because he rapped that slow ass ABC too now. New York slang with
I listen to Stove God every day. I listen to West Side About every day. Mm. I listen to Kitchen
Lights. Who y'all
Lights.
Think gonna be the first rapper to actually show his growth in his music and still be like hot? Like, I think Andre 3000 could have been that shit, but being here and rapping,
he quit. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But 21.
I think it was Lil Wayne.
He's still shooting, killing motherfuckers too, though.
But he still be talking about different
and
shit.
And he's still too kind of young. I'm talking about as far as like, you know, late 30s motherfuckers.
Is either Kendrick or Cole?
What's your...
No.
They don't count.
What's Didn't your... Nas already do it? With the albums with Hit Boy? Or are they? I never heard them.
And it's crazy. You I ain't heard none of them. I never heard
none of them. None of them.
Me either, bro.
They were fire. They were fire.
That's all. Oh, no. None of them. You got to listen to them.
You can't say Hit Boy Danny.
Yeah, Big Hit.
Big Hit.
Oh, yeah. He,
that nigga hard.
What's your what's your definition of still being hot, though? Because you can say Nas, but Nas really ain't hot.
Nas ain't hot. The young niggas ain't checking for him. Like, you got to be in all the generation, niggas going to check for your shit. That was hot to me.
Now, nobody
like, little kids, goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, NBA Young Boy.
I understand, it's a lot of old people though.
But you saw that plaque he just got with how many gold and platinum records? He got over 100.
No, but he's talking about Sean Grove too though.
Yeah, but I ain't never listened. And I ain't never listened to none of this shit.
His music has grown. Uh-huh. He still rap. I mean,
no, he's still gonna shoot a bitch in the face.
But he always
that don't mean his music didn't grow.
No, but he still he always been the same though. He always had like them deep songs. And then he'll have like the killing songs.
I guess that's pretty what I'm saying. Like Future made a statement that he don't do drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We know he ain't killing nobody. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, so why still like, you know, even though I know that's the kind of music we make, but who the hell gonna be like, all right, shit. Y'all, cause I thought Drake could have did it, but he just quit rapping and shit. But who y'all think he got them take it to the next level?
Nobody. Like,
but take your money and invest. Go buy a goddamn whoop the wop, flip some house, you know what I'm saying? But make it sound good and cool.
Nobody ain't gonna do it and like you said, still be hot. Mm. Like he said, Nas did it, Jay did it, Jeezy did it.
Did J. Cole do it?
Not yet.
J. Cole.
He
ain't
say he gonna quit though. I think he make it. Him or Kendrick might do it.
Oh no, this shit that just went down on this album on this Future shit. Yeah. J. Cole is not quitting no time soon.
But J. Cole ain't never been no Future type rapper, young boy
but
type rapper.
He rapping about watches and women at one point, but now he's rapping about going to Africa. Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody I would say that he's not popular at all, so y'all probably won't agree. But when he dropped the album Friday as well, and when I listened to Future album,
Big Sean,
nope, and I listened to his, I didn't go back to Future, was Joyner Lucas.
Joyner got a song with Conway.
He don't count.
He got a song with Jelly Roll.
That dude, Drake was, he's rapping for Drake or some shit.
Nah, you talking about what's his name? Keith Grant or some shit? That was
Quentin Miller.
Quentin Miller.
Joyner Lucas, the one who did a song about Will Smith, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he ain't never really rap about no.
Oh,
but you said his music.
What's,
bro,
that was from Chicago.
No, but he talking about
Chance.
No, the other
Dirt.
One. No.
With the three on his head.
No. The one that make the shows too. What's his name?
From Chicago.
He from Chicago. Or was it Atlanta? Glover. What's his name?
Oh, Childish Gambino.
Yeah, could it be him?
Yeah, he from
Nah.
The no, he from the A. Okay, my bad.
I think his street cred ain't
it's not,
but not okay. Even that. Like his music, he always just
it was
like,
never bang bang shooting.
Yeah, he always made just music. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
you know
okay,
what I'm
okay,
saying?
He a rapping ass nigga though.
Okay,
he a rapidly rap motherfucker.
He a talented motherfucker.
That what you mean? That what you mean by growth though? Like turn away from
like
hood shit.
You start making trap music, then you come to this and that. But once you get like 40. I don't think you still be talking about cracking. And you done been mean that for 10, 15
plus. I don't think it'll be nothing.
You know I think and be hot. When you say and be hot,
I don't think it's gonna be nobody.
I think Jeezy and Ross tried and realized this ain't what they want to hear.
Miserably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jay did it with 444, but he's Jay.
He wasn't hot.
Yeah, he was like a legacy actor at that point. Yeah. That's a good ass question.
T.I. tried it.
And I don't think it's anybody. Because you gotta like sacrifice.
Gotta get the trap back.
You're gonna lose the streets or you're gonna lose the old. Heads,
and like, they realize, you know,
I guess hip hop just a young man's sport, huh?
Like, not even that. I think,
yeah.
I think like so. Even
well,
like
I guess Killer Mike. You think about it,
Killer Mike never.
But
he always been positive and down
because Killer Mike could kill you on a song now and still rap about positive black
shit,
dollar. You know,
but he don't have that popularity. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah,
not. Like, yeah,
I'm glad he don't though.
Yeah,
because he was able to fly under that radar.
Yeah.
He ain't mainstream popular.
Just like you said.
He is when he did that album with that white boy.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah. Yeah. Stayed
true. Right.
And still accomplished what he was trying
but
to accomplish.
I feel like the random young boy don't know.
Yeah,
like,
they not get ready to do that.
Like me, I heard it because of you.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be like, Killer Mike, next. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Because
it was
you,
a dope ass album.
Like, campaigned it, championed it. I listened.
Yeah, them young boys, when I told them about the Grammy, they were like, who the Killer Mike?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know a damn Killer Mike. I said, I think
Meek even tried for a quick second to be uplifting and he realized.
With the reform shit.
Yeah, nobody wanted
Meek
that shit.
Meek better get academics off his ass.
Oh, he got to get Diddy off his ass first. Before academics can get on it.
Come on.
He got to get Diddy off his ass first.
Come on.
But academics got to be about
Big pause,
He that's why he, Meek did the right thing by blocking him.
Because you can't win.
Because you can't, like, you can't out joke a joke and, like, the type of shit what old boy be doing. Like, he's, like you say, he dropping stuff on every time.
Yeah.
And meet the type of person you could tell, like, he going to want to respond. And his response going to be taken so far out of context to where it's just best for Meek to just not see it so he can just put it out of his mind.
Because all he's going to do is deflect and be like, say this to Dean or say this to this one or that one. I'm just act. I'm a fat Jamaican. Don't why you get gangster with this person.
Yeah, but
and
everything
person.
With me with him, he'll say that shit. Mm-hmm. But then in one tone, he talking about, nigga, I'll kill you,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah,
he
picking
and drinking that liquor.
He picking shoes. Yeah,
like, bro, what you going to be?
A civilian?
I'm a chat nigga, or you damn going to kill somebody? You just said you about to kill somebody a couple minutes ago.
Because it, like, if me and you joking back and forth, whatever, no matter how heated the joking or the going back and forth, once somebody don't got a response, then that's when they, I'm going to slap you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It turns into wrestling.
So he don't be having a response with boy. That's
and then
I
that
think.
Shit ain't fair because, like, academics, like, with that chat shit, his room's going to be biased and he kind of, you know, everybody's going to suck his dick and go whatever the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, you can't be. It's like arguing with Tekashi. You couldn't win, man.
Yeah, you can't win.
Like, how you going to win with Tekashi?
Yeah, you can't.
You just don't say anything and it goes away.
Yeah. Because that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you can't beat those guys, man.
Yeah. So, back to the future shit. I know everybody on social media in here, right? No. So you at least heard you off social media right now.
Yeah.
So you ain't even heard.
I know where you're going.
The Kendrick,
I saw it on
the
YouTube.
Okay, you did. Okay. Yeah. Listen, man. I don't know if it's the greatest call out.
No.
You don't think it's a call out?
No. What'd you say? It was a good, like, he was rapping good, but as far as you...
He didn't say no name.
Yeah, I'm saying, as far as you initiated...
He didn't say no name.
But you knew who he was talking about.
I didn't know. If it weren't for social media, I wouldn't know it was no beef, period.
Oh, no, when he said motherfucker, big three, I knew exactly
what it was. Because they always say the big three is who.
They just said that in the first person.
Even with Jay-Z, Biggie, and Nas, it's always been a big three.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't have picked it up on that because...
Kendrick, Cole, and Drake.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. This nigga said, when he said, Prince outlived Mike Jack,
that was towards Drake.
Yeah.
You missed all that? You didn't pay that? None of that no attention?
I had to read it on thing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think if you
were. I didn't catch nothing. On that last album, Drake did the Michael Jack.
Yeah.
Where he just said,
with the statue and the video, remember?
Yeah. But I only listened to that Drake album maybe two times, maybe one or two times, so it ain't in my head. Yeah. Like,
but to be honest, sound like Kendrick beef is with Driz and he ain't.
It is, yeah. But like, he did take a shot at Cole.
Mind by saying the big three shit?
Yeah. And what? He said, walking around with a stick.
What did he say?
He said, nigga walking around with a stick like he Andre 3K.
He talking about a gun.
No.
Yeah.
No, he was
talking about a gun.
Yeah, that's what Kendrick saying.
But
he
used a stick.
I walk around with a stick like Andre 3K. Yeah. He talking about, you know, they call a gun a stick.
Yeah, I know, but wasn't J. Cole walking around with a stick or some shit at one point doing some shit?
He was riding a bicycle.
With a stick or some shit, right?
I don't know
about that. It's some shit that...
But with this being said, I'm betting the house on Cold World.
Of course.
I'm telling you nothing. They not fucking with, bro.
That nigga also said...
They not fucking with.
Hold up. That nigga also said... K-Dot also
some
said...
Some battle rap and shit? Like, we dissing each other?
The nigga ended the verse. Can you play it? You can't play it? You don't want to play it? He ended the verse.
I think for him to start some beef, shit out, you should have came harder because shit.
No, he's not starting shit.
He did in this shit.
No,
this
he
shit.
Ain't starting shit.
With Jay-Z and Nas, Subliminal started the beef.
Dog, this shit been going on.
No, but I'm talking about.
Yeah, but this ain't no.
But
this ain't
it
no
was
idle.
It was down, you know what I'm saying? It was down. He crunked that bitch. We at war now.
Because he tired of everybody trying to clump him in or team him up. He don't want to be a part of that shit. And I feel him. Just like with J. Cole, like J. Cole said, Drake gonna want his lick back from the shit he did to him on First Person Shoot. Right? This lyrical warfare. Dude, you know what lyrical warfare is. You know how that shit get. Them boys get into it.
He knew he made that shit there. Them boys gonna come back at it.
Oh, no. I don't know if Drake gonna say nothing.
Me
crazy as hell.
I don't know if Drake gonna say shit.
He can't out-rap him. That's the thing. He cannot rap.
He cannot out rap. Man, K-Dot say, man, I got
Drake can get on, though.
That nigga said, I got.
He can. He can.
I mean, I
that nigga said, K-Dot got a 9. All dogs go to heaven. Like, listen to this.
What
like,
made, what made Kendrick,
dogs. Oh, my God. He killed his dog.
What made Kendrick Lamar a better lyricist than Drake just because he rapped, like, faster and shit?
No.
All of that. The content.
More substance. Like, more substance.
The lyrical content.
When Kendrick doing that, he rapping, he gonna snap.
Now Kendrick say, he changed it on this because he said,
he an artist, man.
Yeah, he's different.
Andre 3000 clone.
He said 3K a couple times in this motherfucker.
But he affiliated, and that's why I think Drake ain't gonna say
what can he say?
You gotta say some off the wall type of stuff that's disrespectful, and I don't think he'll get disrespectful to Kendrick.
You
bro.
Got to.
I don't think none of them boys will get disrespectful.
You got
to. Kendrick.
I saw
because y'all opened my eyes a couple weeks ago.
But you saying just because Kendrick affiliated with the Bloods? Oh, Drake got to do what P. Diddy did. Go affiliate with the Crips on there. You were good. Pay them some money.
We gonna see that a mile.
With the LA shit, they ain't scared of no gang. Like, you could be from goddamn the Bottom Tree Mafia, boys. They gonna goddamn go against Rolling Stacy. Like, it don't matter.
But Drake ain't, though.
No, but you can buy him.
Yeah, you can buy into it.
Anybody who go to California has to pretty much goddamn check in and have somebody with you if you're gonna be wanting to move around.
But
they gonna be on your ass. You got some money now.
Drake don't want them problems. Now Cole coming. This is what I've been waiting for. Because I just the feature tear he been going on, like he done smoked everybody on everybody. He smoked Yachty, he smoked Benny, he smoked Drake, he
Dirt.
Done smoked
Dirt.
He smoked Dirt. He smoked everybody who shit he been on. This is all I've been waiting on. For somebody to remotely say that they the best.
I don't really see now, how they can diss each other though.
What you mean?
None of them niggas. Like, what can they say about the other person?
That's what somebody
your
else
sales
said.
Is not.
Can they talk about money?
Everybody got sales.
Yeah, like,
but can they talk
especially
about
the
money?
Kendrick and Cole. It's about money. Drake
won that too.
Yeah.
Drake won the money.
So
Drake won. Sales.
That's why it's all like, lyrical. That's
what
why
it's that was yeah.
Kendrick
but
got
what lyrical can
Kendrick
you say?
Got the accolades.
You know what I'm saying? You still gonna have to say
well,
something.
Drake had a ghostwriter.
But like all
so he did.
Yeah.
He did then.
Yeah, cause Mike. You know, Mike did die before Prince, but Prince was always the better artist than Mike. Yeah.
Well,
he just didn't have the machine behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Prince played 20 fucking instruments. He wrote hundreds and hundreds of songs.
So,
he produced
so
hundreds
say
and
Kendrick,
hundreds of
songs. Say Kendrick Lamar drop a goddamn hit him up like Tupac, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Drake diss track be just like a banger that just go crazy forever. But we know it as the Kendrick Lamar diss. Who you think won? Like say just like one of Drake's biggest songs listen, ever, like a March Madness
that.
Or something like that.
Let's say he put that easy
but
shit.
We know it's talking about goddamn Drake, but Kendrick ate him up. You know what I'm saying? Better lyric, niggas still gonna be like Drake won. Cause we bumping that shit.
Oh yeah,
that nigga. Hey, Metro went fucking crazy. You know that nigga went fucking
crazy. That's a good question. So you saying if it's like back to back but better?
I mean, if that Cause see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
cause you cause still
you
like
got a banger, damn.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about with that damn lyrical shit.
This
boy, they gonna play the goddamn Kendrick.
So you basically talking about how Super Ugly was the better diss song, but Ether was the banger. The
no,
definitely.
No,
Super
Ether
Ugly
definitely
wasn't
was the better.
Yeah, Ether.
Ether was the better
to
diss
me,
song.
Besides that,
everything.
Ether, the Ice Cube shit.
No Vaseline.
No Vaseline. Yeah, them top.
Two harder damn diss songs.
And hit them up.
Hit them up.
Yeah, hit him up in there too.
Story out of Don.
I like the bridges bumping. Over too. Like I give them name bro, but like you can't fuck with Ether. Like that's one of the hardest. That got to be the hardest diss song ever, bro.
It was
the
personal.
Hardest ever. No Vaseline was personal.
Yeah, it was very very.
I like
personal.
No Vaseline better.
Yeah.
Than that.
And I heard
no.
And it was.
I didn't
was
hear
going,
no Vaseline till
he really
the,
was going
the NWA
at a,
movie.
To the movie.
He was going at a crew and he called everybody's name. He called Cube called everybody's fucking name.
Man, when he said Bully ass smell like MC Ren
Dick,
I said, oh my fucking God.
Arnold.
I wonder if people like Ether so much because he was going at Jay, because Jay was like on top.
No, that just a hard song.
Man, that
was,
beat hard.
Yeah. It was
I hate that beat.
I know, you,
is not
I know
good.
You do.
Love
I know
my
you
style,
do.
I don't think the beat good.
I know you don't.
I think it'd be simple.
And
I
then, like,
you,
the lyrics he came with, like.
It, but that's hip hop. It's supposed to be simple. It
no,
ain't supposed to be
not
complex.
All of that.
Not when you come. I want you to hear what the fuck I got to say. I need a simple
like,
beat.
I love Biggie, but
hit him up. I don't need this
feeling.
Type of shit for me to come get your ass over.
Pause.
Mm. No Diddy. Shout out to Greg.
Come on, man. Yeah, I think, like, I mean, I know your whole family. I think, regardless, like, even if I wasn't a Nas fan, I still would say like Issa like the hardest fucking
diss song ever. I don't think
none of them better than the story of Adidon.
Pop shit, apologize. That
the story of Adidon.
That goddamn Pusha went bananas.
Whenever that shit ain't no, that shit don't.
It was on the same lines.
It might be five top.
That's the most.
Well, you gotta. Because you
don't
think,
like
Push,
you give it top five.
Hit 'em Up was directed at numerous people. Like Ether was directed at one person. Mm-hmm. Story Adidon was directed at one person.
Yeah.
Who?
Nas kept the whole crew in Ether, bro.
He ain't called. I mean,
he did say something.
He said something about Foxy got you hot because you kept your face in the blood.
He said something about Man stabbed, that was because
Jay got arrested for stabbing Lance.
I'm just saying he didn't just go at Jay like.
But he's not talking shit to us.
He was saying
he's
you ain't about, do it. Yeah. Your man did it, and you
your
took
man
the blame.
Did it. You took the rap. Like yeah, it was
when he made Ether. Was that in response to a song?
He don't want it with Hov.
Takeover shot at everybody.
And that's what I feel about Kendrick Lamar. Like you want to come out they bullshit. And like if you're gonna start a war, bro, you can't goddamn shoot two shots at him. You got to just go ahead and
make a whole song.
I don't know.
He probably doing the Pusha T joint where he gonna say a little bit.
Oh yeah,
so you can say something.
And now
he probably got it recorded already. Like oh, you gonna say something?
I'm telling you, him. He waiting for Drake to say something.
Which one of them niggas was like, they got rap song,
Joe
they got disses for everybody?
Joe Budden.
That was Joe Budden who said that? Mm-hmm. I thought Kendrick said it too. Okay, it was
Joe
Budden. Joe
Budden said he got like recorded ready to go.
Yeah.
For as soon everybody. As you say something that same night, it's going to be up. Yeah.
But yeah, like.
So who y'all got, Kendrick or J. Cole?
I'm going with Cole.
Hold up. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go. Lyrically? I'm going with Cole.
Y'all ain't heard the shit about Future and Drake though?
I was waiting to ask that.
They got some beef. They got to have some beef.
It's about an Instagram
about fucking a girl.
Yeah, it's about a chick.
So it is about a chick. Okay, so that's what
Drake Pillar talking to the bitch.
So what's 21 just collateral damage?
No, I don't know about the 21. I heard both of it was about females.
So 21 and Future not fuck with each other either.
Neither one of them. It's two against one. I can't remember which two was on the same side, but I think it's two niggas mad at Drake.
It must be.
That is why the shit called We Don't Trust You.
Yeah.
So Metro don't fuck with Drake at all.
Metro don't fuck with Drake.
Yeah. It might be them two then.
But didn't Metro do some beats on the Her Loss joint?
Something happened in
there. It was some shit where somebody broke it down to where when Drake, because it's a song they were on Drake dissing Future.
Mm-hmm.
On a Metro song or some shit. Oh. He slick dissing him. And then Future said some shit, but it's really them two that's really.
So it makes more sense now. Yeah. So if Future and Drake got some shit going on, why not bring K-Dot on this motherfucker and let him air him out?
Mm-hmm.
That make plenty of sense. Mm-hmm. That make all the sense in the world. Because he know Kendrick got a problem with him, and you know Kendrick jumped on the Mask Off shit.
You think Buddy gonna get involved in this one?
Who?
Buddy from Houston.
Oh yeah.
That always is.
Jay Prince?
Yeah.
I don't think he want these problems.
Hand over fist. Is a part of Martha's family. We was making money hand over fist.
I don't think Jay
Prince.
Hey,
but they must be powerful though, bro. Talking about Jay Prince, because ain't nobody say shit about that Takeoff shit no more. Ain't nobody got no get back or no nothing. Like,
oh, yeah.
And that was on their watch, bro.
We don't know what they're digging. We might have seen
because
Dirk
always still alive. Who did it?
Dirk always saying that they slid for Vaughn. They just don't say nothing about
he's
it.
Still
so
alive.
We don't know what happened in Houston. Because you know Dirk always said they slid for Vaughn. We just don't say nothing. So maybe they might not got the guy, but maybe you know what I'm saying. Maybe they got a cousin. Or,
like
you know,
brother said, Dirk don't be lying. Who the hell died from Pablo? What his name is? Quando Rondo.
Wait.
Didn't they
shoot
his
Cali?
He ran off on the plug though.
Oh shit.
I did not know who did that shit and all. He ran off on the plug.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
So who y'all is? Who going with the boogeyman? Who taking Kendrick? Who anybody taking Kendrick? Kendrick the boogeyman. That's what they always called him.
What we basing it off? We basing it off lyrics, or we basing it off who we think will make
lyrical,
the better diss song or the best
warfare.
Response?
Think about this.
Like
bro.
Kendrick has some. Like he has some punchlines in that motherfucker that we gonna remember for a while.
Like B. I was like B. If I had saw it on social media, I wouldn't have called none of that shit.
I know he gonna flip. That's what I'm saying.
That nigga gonna blank the fuck
see,
out.
Did you see the RCDC niggas on YouTube? You gotta go watch him.
They love J. Cole.
Oh man, my man came in and woke him up. Said, "Hey man, Kendrick just K-Dot just dissed J. Cole."
I know that bitch.
The who?
What?
Jermaine?
The RDC.
You know them niggas.
I'm 36. I'm 36.
Jermaine Cole.
Yeah.
No,
Cold World. The real is back. YouTube. The feel is back.
Oh, no.
I send it.
Oh, yeah. You love them niggas.
The boy that was acting like LeBron when he heard Kyrie wanted to get traded or something like that. I'm like 36. Yeah.
Doc Rivers. He had like
I think I
send it to you, boy. That shit was so fucking funny, man. Oh, my God, man. But he was like, oh, no. Jermaine's got to be on his way to the studio now. Dog, it's been pictures motherfuckers talking about that nigga on his bike headed to the studio. They motherfuckers had the joke.
I already know what my dog about to do.
Yeah, he coming.
Y'all already know what he about to do.
He coming.
Do you think he gonna make a song or he gonna do it on the feature?
He gonna do it.
He gonna keep going.
Yeah. He got an album about to drop.
Perfect.
Yeah,
he's been promo.
This is supposed to be his last album.
Yeah,
but think about this though, bro. Like from hip hop, remember when we was little and we was coming up, it was so rugged and gutter and shit like that. We all saying who the best three or the top three niggas are. So mm-hmm. all on some nice niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them niggas some old nice
niggas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all them motherfucking rap.
Now, you wouldn't say none of them niggas no gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A street nigga.
Oh, you mean nice as far as nice as
how like personal
nice street. Wayne probably was the last great street one, ain't it? Is he street?
He was affiliated. Yeah. So
Wayne Kendrick?
He grew around street.
I Kendrick think Kendrick, like a, yeah.
And Kendrick? Didn't you say on here he affiliated?
Yeah, but I mean,
he don't lean into it.
But Wayne leaned into it though. He got so affiliated the way that bitch flew red every day. He went to Burger King. He wouldn't go to Burger King no more.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the case, Chris Brown is.
Hey, but we talking about rappers. Well, I mean, Chris Brown do rap, but he ain't on Wayne level.
Yeah.
Hey.
So Wayne might be the last street.
I guess that's what you want rap to be though.
Street like, great. Shouldn't be just art.
Not even that. It shouldn't be full of like real fucking gangsters and shit. Damn. Even though the message is still the same, but them niggas just be crashing out every day if that was the case.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It was getting close to that.
Do you think your boy Great, the other time I could think his name, but Griselda nigga.
Which one?
Benny.
Great as far as what?
Lyricist.
Mm-hmm. I put Conway over Benny.
I think his style like unorthodox and shit. He kind of remind me like a State Prophet, like how he rap and shit.
He can rap. Yeah, he's a great rapper, don't get me wrong.
I said validity. And some of them, like, who didn't we? Like, I think his shit did. You feel me?
But
he kind of changed it.
Conway?
Mm-hmm. Conway, that nigga.
Conway, lyrically, different.
But my man got the most swag, though.
West Side.
That nigga, that's a cool motherfucker.
The fly guy?
That's Conway. No, Conway is the one that Doogie always talk about.
That Angelica mama
from the Rugrats. You was just talking about Jordan. You was just talking about Jordan Lucas, right?
Yeah.
Check that Jordan Lucas track he got with Conway on that album he just dropped. Conway smoked that shit. They got a video together. I watched the video. Conway, lyrically, Conway is unmatched. Like, I ain't old. He unmatched. Like, his delivery, his wordplay is just.
But we'll never put him in that category with them three.
Yeah, absolutely not. No, because he ain't going to go to that.
Stratosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, them boys are different.
Yeah.
Them three niggas is,
I think it's
know,
just, it's their content, though. Them niggas rap about selling crack. And kill them all.
Yeah, they rap about something. Because
I was trying to say way too. Is it? Can it be another great rapping street nigga?
Future.
I was about to say
he's not great rapping though.
Future.
Oh, you mean rapper?
Boss Man D-Lo.
No.
Boy, shut up.
listen.
He done made the same song 12 times.
When Doogie said he ain't like bad bitch 50th floor, he ain't hibachi, I said, what? Doogie is the nigga that love all the young niggas. Doogie said, I don't like that shit. I said, oh, man.
Make a little money.
Hell no. I ain't going.
I just knew Doogie was going to like. He said, nah, I don't fuck
that
with
shit him. Funny, man. I kind of like that.
I'm going to have to listen to this nigga.
Yeah, it's cat. Listen,
I'm have
I went out last
it.
Night.
Had him time to
they played that shit.
For sure, now he going to get lit.
Listen.
But, like I said, the reason why a nigga like him guards be good is the same reason why Jesus was good. If you street and you can make that shit simpler where a nigga know.
What you talking about?
And not even that. They can recite your shit within one listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pay attention in school. Hey, the guy do it, get it with me. You know what I'm saying? Whether you know that shit or not, you can fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
You listen to that bit about three times.
Yeah.
You gonna know I'm gonna kick my ass out in school. 12:50. Like, little kids gonna know that shit. Like when Jesus came out, like, once your shit, like, even though we talking about lyrics now, If you dumb that bitch down, the motherfucker remember that shit two times.
You're right. A simple ass chorus.
It was taking too long to lock up. Bring it back. Yeah. Niggas learned that shit. Yeah. The second time that shit came on the club. Yeah. You go, okay, this that shit. So you can participate with everybody in the club. Yeah. Now, that's all it takes.
Yeah. You're right, man. Yeah.
As far as they played Kendrick Lamar shit in the club, there. Nah, oh, man. Nah, nigga gonna be standing like this. Like it's good to let, you know.
Last great street nigga, was it 50?
50 still wasn't no street nigga.
What?
Huh?
Oh man.
What the devil?
Doogie.
No.
Yo.
Stop. What?
You gotta relax. You gotta relax.
Even a street nigga say he was a street nigga.
That's why they tried to kill him.
Them New York niggas was like,
that's why they wanted to kill him, because he was telling all the stories.
They wanted to kill him because DEFCON was his dad.
It was called Holy Quran, Street Quran, or something.
That's the movie.
He was telling all the stories. He was telling too many stories. It was called Street Quran, right?
They wanted to kill him because of Quran.
Ghetto Quran.
Ghetto Quran. There you go. Yeah, he was telling all the stories. Who did who to what?
And that's why they wanted to kill him.
He got shot down.
So he ain't snitched. That's what he did.
But you
on the song.
You got to be outside to know that stuff, right?
Yeah.
You got to be, you know what I'm saying? You know, the players and moves and the shakers. You had to be involved at some level to know.
They say it was like a little stick up nigga, like he'd rob motherfucker, and he was nice with them hands, so nigga couldn't really fuck with him.
Yeah. But I could believe it.
Go, Buddy doing interviews now after all this time. Bangle Smurf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bangle Smurf. I seen him
giving him his props. Like he really was him. Yeah. I saw, like, he like in Belize or something, right? Wherever he from.
No, that's Haitian Jack.
Then he get deported too?
Not Bangle. Not Bangle. No, he's still in New York.
Okay.
Haitian Jack got deported.
Okay.
But Bangle was the one that threw the chair on the stage while Fiddler was performing. He caught that bitch with one hand. But he's now...
That's legendary.
But now he's doing interviews saying, like, we was once cool at one time and nobody would fuck with this nigga. Mm-hmm. Like you said, nice with the hands, knock niggas out, did sell the crack and all that shit.
Then he got the money for, like, the shooters. Like, real, like, legal shooters.
That's how all it take. A nigga know you gonna pack their ass out, bro. Yeah, that'll change a lot. Hey, they know an ass whooping come with that shit.
This make a lot of sense now, though. Like, when 50 first came out, he wasn't buying, like, a whole bunch of, like, luxury cars. He had
he was buying bulletproof.
He had that bulletproof.
I mean, bomb level Cherokee. 4. Yeah. Yeah, he was buying all that shit.
And you can't say get rich and die trying went hard.
So nobody can
so
say
like
that.
Was he would he be the last?
That movie was good, but
I'm talking about the movie.
Oh, okay.
Jesus came out after.
I think 8 Mile was a better movie.
Jesus came out after 05, 06, worldwide. Like 05.
Gucci?
No, it's a lot of
Jesus went 03, 04.
Because
he's not great lyrically.
You talking about great lyrically?
Yeah, I'm saying the last great street.
50 Cent ain't no great lyrically.
Yeah. We got all that back.
Push your seat.
Huh?
Push your
T. I gotta keep him in my kitchen, man. That shit in the
Rick Ross.
Oh. What? Yeah.
Rick lyrical
his
shit.
His police shit gonna make him not
until
be
until he tried to so do the he tried to do the positive shit and realize it wasn't working.
Damn, I'm trying to think though. Who
if y'all email us and let us know.
Yeah.
Who
is to have the nigga we think real a couple years of trying to find out.
These motherfuckers they gonna email you Bobby Fishkill.
No,
Bobby Fishkill is real though.
I know for a fact.
Somebody they gonna email you somebody that you ain't never heard of.
Yeah,
yep. They gonna say BG out. He the realest street nigga sitting
there. They gonna text him Big Sloan.
Shout out, Big Sloan.
Trap Diggy,
Trap
Diggy going up. He was at South by Southwest.
Yeah, Trap Diggy. Shout out Trap. Man. Shout out Lincoln Avenue.
Lincoln Avenue. LA.
What's boy from Kentucky? Sign with
ESTG.
Where he at?
Lil Baby. They might say Lil Baby.
It's over with.
Thug is a street nigga.
But he ain't lyrical.
Thug is lyrical.
No, everybody.
Y'all just catch him on the same shit. When that bitch wanna get down.
It gotta be a consensus.
Overall.
It gotta be overall consensus. It gotta be overall consensus.
Well, I guess ESCG.
Good conversation.
He definitely lyrical.
Appreciate y'all jumping on, man. Tell them where they can find you real quick. Pause.
Come
no
on,
Diddy.
Man.
These niggas.
Tell them where they can find y'all real quick, man, before we get up out of here, man.
Well, I'm gonna speak for No Social Philly, because he ain't got no social.
I do. It's Julian Jones, JP Jones 81, the real Juice Jones on Twitter. Don't leave me hanging.
We do have the same man.
We do.
We literally have have the same fucking name. This is my brother.
You better know it. Yes, I already know my brother.
But yeah, but you know, y'all can find me. I'm back in rotation. I was on a hiatus, but I'm back in rotation. You can find me every Wednesday, man, at the Cain is Able podcast on all your podcast platforms. You can find me on Facebook at Hennessy Black. You can find me on Instagram at X at underscore Hennessy Black with 2 C's. Snapchat, Hen on the Rocks. And outside of that, between your lady thighs.
Oh, this guy, man.
Guess who's bizarre?
That dude got every social media platform. Yeah, in the metaverse. Find me a little.
My gamer tag on my PlayStation Network.
Fuck it, we ball underscore Kano.
What game?
On
you
PlayStation.
Play?
2K and Madden.
2K Park.
I do theater. I've been in theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been in theater.
SBN Fritchie Doogie.
Be easy.
On IG.
Appreciate you as always.
They got me in the colored section. All these light skinned niggas.
You ain't paid to get in the section to hit the hookah, bro.
We don't do hookahs, apparently.
Apparently, that's a big conversation.
Yeah, camera B was sitting right here the whole time. We just couldn't see it.
Next episode, me and Diggy gonna fuss. We fussing next
episode. All right. We gonna get that on camera.
I'm gonna take a little Rockefeller hat and pin that bitch to the wall.
I'm about to take my ball and go home. Fuck y'all niggas.
Hey, I'm gonna take a Rockefeller hat and pin that bitch to the wall.
Oh, yeah. Paper plane hat. Put the paper plane hat on.
Y'all see how they do me.
Tell me to find you, bro.
I'm going home. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Appreciate y'all, man. Go ahead, man.
Y'all know y'all can find me. I'll be here every week.
DJ Blaze Radio Show.
There you go. There you go.
My man. I appreciate that you, brother, as always.
Not around my niggas, you can't.
Every Tuesday, don't forget, tap in. Please, if y'all listen to that future and you object to anything that was said on the show, if you got previews or your thoughts on who gonna come back first and who gonna say something and who gonna have the hardest shit, email us so we can discuss it. Appreciate it. Peace.
We out. Man, that was fire.
I'm just on some slime shit. I'm back on that slime stuff, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about the superstardom shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So God.
Yeah.